This is your Northwest Report for Wednesday, March 1st. I'm David Sparks, and with all the land grabbing that went on in the Obama administration, all the rancor between states, Forest Service, and BLM, a bill authored by U.S. Representatives Greg Walden and Earl Blumenauer to force the U.S. Forest Service to complete a land exchange on Mount Hood has passed the House of Representatives in an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote, 415-1. This sets a precedent for all states in the Northwest. The Mount Hood Cooper Spur Land Exchange Clarification Act directs the Forest Service to move forward with the underlying land exchange, first approved by Congress in 2009. Congressman Walden says that this would help protect the local water source and grow family wage jobs in the community.
This land exchange has been a battle since the 70s in a sense, in that my community long ago said we don't want a lot of a development up in this Crystal Springs watershed and in this area around the Hood River Upper Valley. And this fight has gone on for years, and all sides came together as we did our legislation and said we agree.
Elsewhere, according to AgriPulse.com, Ray Starling, a key aide to Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, has been named as President Trump's Special Assistant for Agriculture, Trade, and Food Assistance. And finally, U.S. Senator Pat Roberts has worked on crafting 7 farm bills, but it is with some trepidation that the work begins to draft new legislation amid daunting challenges confronting farmers in the era of President Donald Trump. Roberts was in Kansas last Thursday for his group's first field hearing for the 2018 Farm Bill.
David Sparks.